AI, narrated audio, generated from Sheremaestro Market Research. Full article. Deere's four-week rebound outruns industrials, but negative pressure keeps the signal balanced. Deere closed at $613.02 after a 4.1% week and 13.1% four-week advance, with relative strength improving, but market dynamics still short of confirmation. Research brief. Deere and Company finished the week ended 26 June at $613.02, 10.6% above its weekly trend line and 38.1% above Sheremaestro fair value. The stock has an active trend signal and a 21-week active streak, but activity pressure remains slightly negative at negative 0.04, leaving the setup constructive rather than clean. Key points. 1. Deere gained 4.1% on the week, ahead of the U.S. industrials average of 0.1%, but a touch below the farm and heavy construction machinery industry average of 4.7%. 2. The four-week return of 13.1% beat both the sector's 2.2% and the industry's 10.0%, while the 12-week gain of 6.5% lagged the industry's 14.6%. 3. Price sits 10.6% above the 554.4 trend line and 8.8% below the 52-week high of 672.3, placing the close in the upper quartile of its one-year range. 4. Volume improved to 7.1 million shares, equal to 1.2x the 13-week average, enough to support the move, but not strong confirmation. 5. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative leadership is positive at 8.79, while activity pressure is still negative at negative 0.04. Weekly price action improves, but the setup is not one-sided. Deere's 4.1% weekly gain pushed the stock to $613.02, leaving it well above the $554.4 weekly trend line and maintaining a 21-week active trend signal. The 13.1% four-week advance gives the move better short-term follow-through than the 6.5% 12-week return, suggesting the recent recovery has done most of the work in June. The range position is constructive at 75.6%, but the stock remains 8.8% below its 52-week high of $672.3. That gap matters because the fair value spread is already wide. Deere trades 38.1% above Sheremaestro fair value of $443.9. Premium demand is evident, but it raises the bar for fresh confirmation. Sector strength helps. Industry breadth is more selective. Within U.S. industrials, Deere's week and four-week move were strong. The sector averaged a 0.1% weekly return and 2.2% over 4 weeks. Sector breadth is broadly supportive, with 56.0% of constituents in active weekly trends, 62.0% showing positive activity pressure, and 55.0% showing positive relative strength. U.S. farm and heavy construction machinery averaged a 4.7% weekly gain and 10.0% over 4 weeks. But only 38.5% of the group has active trend signals, and just 34.6% shows positive relative strength. Deere is therefore participating in a machinery rebound, but the industry backdrop is not uniformly strong. Relative strength has recovered faster than activity pressure. The market dynamics split is the key nuance. Relative leadership is positive at 8.79 and has improved sharply over 4 weeks, while activity pressure has recovered but remains slightly negative at negative 0.04. That combination supports the Sheremaestro balanced read classification and composite score of 68. Volume offers partial validation. Deere traded 7.1 million shares in the latest week, above the 13-week average of 6.1 million and the 52-week average of 6.8 million. But the 1.2x participation ratio is short of the stronger confirmation zone. The move is being supported, not emphatically sponsored. Risk and watch next framing. Weekly volatility is stable at 3.7% on both 13-week and 52-week measures. The one-year up-down split is mildly positive at 27 advancing weeks versus 25 declining weeks, with average gains of 3.2% exceeding average losses of 2.6%. Still, downside weeks make up 48.1% of the sample. The next test is whether price can stay above the trend line while activity pressure turns positive. A volume ratio closer to or above 1.5 times would strengthen evidence behind any further move, while failure to hold the 554.4 trend area would weaken the current regime. The 672.3 52-week high remains the upper reference point, with valuation stretch the main counterweight. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.